Hey, this is Mistress Daphne. So I've had such a great response to my first female-led relationship post. I thought I would ask Sarah more questions about her female-led relationship, or more accurately for her, a female-led marriage. She has been so gracious in sharing even the most private aspects of her marriage. So let's ask her some questions. First, she says, "Dear Mistress Daphne, I am so excited that our exchange grew a positive response, and I'm thrilled to be able to share more insights with you and your audience with the permission of my husband, Emily, of course." And she signs it Sarah. And I ask, "How far does or can a female-led marriage go?" And she says, "A female-led marriage reaches as far as both partners choose for it to do so. The woman by deciding and demanding, the man by obeying and staying. If it becomes too much, he must be free to leave. In our case, Emily demands total authority and that it be obvious, thus I dress appropriately for a wife. Dresses or skirts only, high heels, and yes, even pearls. We also use her family name for all of us. I'm proud that we are Ms. and Mrs." I ask, "What does sex look like with a female-led marriage?" Sarah says, "Ah, yes. We get asked this often. Really, it varies from couple to couple. Some switch marital roles, except in the bedroom. In our case, Emily became my husband sexually, too. I admittedly was terrified at first, but now I love the feel of her strap-on inside me. Plus, I have bragging rights among the wives I know that my husband never has performance issues." And she giggles. And I asked, "Does this happen only with gay husbands or cuckolds?" And she says, "Oh, heavens to Betsy, no. I have never been with a man, nor is a female-led marriage in conflict with monogamy. That said, in our case, Emily has a rendezvous or two for her normal needs. And as we tell folks, the husband can roam, but the wife must stay home. My husband decided to seek some external pleasure, and I want her to be happy. So I support her." I ask, "Do men work in a female-led marriage?" And Sarah says, "Of course they can. Like any marriage, it can be two careers, or sometimes it's out of economic necessity. That said, it is entirely at the discretion of the woman. Emily decided I must stay home, and I'm proud of my role in taking care of our home and family." I ask, "Do their friends know about their special arrangements? Do their families?" She says, "That is up for the couple to disclose, and again, mainly at the woman's discretion. If the man does not support her decision, he can leave. Our families, friends, neighbors, etc., know that Emily wears the pants in all ways, and I am her obedient wife." And I say, "Sarah, thank you so much for sharing these insights and looks into your family dynamics. Fascinating. I look forward to learning even more about you and your husband, Emily. Congratulations on your relationship." This is Mistress Daphne. Have a beautiful day.